Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I texted Jane about that Maggie Lindemann that we played. We played a few songs from her last hour. I said, Maggie Lindemann, yes or no? She said, yes. I was on a call, so I didn't hear you talking about her on the air. But I just asked Bryn what songs you played and listened. I like them, and I love her vibe.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Maggie Lindemann had an EP out today. I can't remember the name of it. But every song was totally different.
And Paranoia.
Really, Paranoia. And we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it was neat. All right, Vinny, what do people have to say?
All right, so our text number, 800-400-3697. You can still write in, but, you know, we really try to get to as many of these as we can and often fall short. I'll try to run through these. Hey, guys, instead of trying to remember, why don't you each bring a video of you getting into the shower?
Oh, my God. Great idea. Let's do that for Monday.
And post it to Instagram.
Great.
That's a great. We'll do that today. We'll post a video on Instagram. I'm sure
My camera can only find my penis when I'm naked, so I don't know that I'll be able to post anything useful. Because
the penis should be in the shot, and I guess we'll be able to tell if it's getting hit directly or if it's just, you know, the oversplash. But
oh, really? I'll just put that on it. Okay, yeah, sure. That won't get me in trouble at all.
I don't see why it would. It's science.
If you that's science, okay.
Science, da-da-da-da.
If you stand with your back to the water in the shower, you can stay in the warm water while you wash.
Yeah.
How does that work if you face the water? Do you have to stand out of the water and get cold? Yeah, I think that's my reasoning for showering with my back to the water is I can get the soap all lathered up. I do my whole front.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I get head, you know, face, neck, ears, all the stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'll put my leg up on the chair and get the the hammy there and the back of the calf and then the feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think I flip the washcloth over the back and turn around and get the back. But I'm surprised that so many face first people.
Yeah. You know, also the drumming of hot wild. Sometimes I actually feel guilty if I stand there too long because I'm wasting water. But I'll stand there and just let it drum on my back. Oh God, it feels so good in neck and back. Nice.
Oh, here's one to your point. In California, water is scarce, so I put my handheld shower head into a bucket, run it till the water is warm enough, then I get in, no backing in or going in head first, just get wet. And then the water bucket goes out to the garden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea. I've heard about people who do, and then they'll even turn the water on and off, and they try to collect it in the bucket, and then they use that to rinse with, and that seems like a lot, but that's you're doing good things. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of waste. If you wait,
there's a ton of waste in showering or bathing at all. I mean, we should really stop bathing if we really cared about California.
Really?
That's what we do. Just forget it.
That's what you're going to rally for.
Use sand to clean yourself, Benny.
Sand.
Yeah. You can use it to wash your hands. Just sand.
I always use sand to get the sunscreen off my hands before I go out in the ocean because I've just applied it and it's all slippery.
Yep.
And I get as much off as I can, but usually right before I jump in the water, I get it off my hands with sand. It does
work.
You're right. Nice. The mittens were recycled fabrics as well. Of course, just
of
like
course
Bernie.
They were. It's
to be
Vermont,
progressive,
you guys.
Cutting edge. Good job, yeah. Bernie. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Says, hold on. 707. No, no, no. When you are a candy or food taster, you do not swallow it. You spit it out like tasting wine. They do so that they don't get full of chocolate and lose their heightened taste buds.
Yeah, I've heard you're supposed to spit wine out, too. It's going in. It's not coming out. Come on.
Yeah, I do not spit wine out.
That'd be ridiculous. I'll limit myself to 500 tastes. That's all.
Sarah, I back into the shower, too. I tilt my head back so my hair gets wet first.
Yeah.
I have a tub shower, and I get in facing away from the water spout. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Face first, shower stall only, not tub. This shower talk's hilarious. Who backs in? I do. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think I come in kind of sideways, actually, now that I'm really thinking about it. Like, as I'm walking in, I'm kind of like, I don't know, turning myself into it as I go. I don't know. I don't know why I care about this.
Let it hit the shoulder first.
Yeah, shoulder first.
What a random discussion about showering. LOL.
Yeah.
What the heck, guys? I was planning on binge-watching Bridgerton, and you guys just spoiled it.
Aww.
You know what? Blame Nicole.
I'll take the blame for that one.
First
but then
of all,
also, it's everywhere online and... Right. Everywhere.
Still, sometimes people manage to escape it. And don't worry, I didn't give anything away. It's just speculation.
We're usually pretty good about not spoiling stuff. Nicole.
415 says, now I'm counting traffic lights and contemplating shower stance. Your influence on my life has gotten out of hand.
We're happy to hear it.
Morning. Thanks for Ted Lasso. Loved it. Sarah, I know you fell off Mandalorian, but you have to watch the last episode of the second season. And then... watch the fans' reactions on YouTube. Love you guys.
All right. That sounds good. I think we got to be four into the second season, but we watch it with our son, and he's always like, let's watch something else. It's just, it's cheesy.
It's raining hard in Vallejo.
It's raining pretty hard right here. It's raining
this shower conversation is killing me. Nicole is short. She has tall girl energy. I'm very thrown off by this.
Yeah, she's really short, too. What are you, 5'2", 5'3"?
5'1".
Oh, 5'1". She's a tiny person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you are maybe my wife has an inch on you, but you're both about the same height.
Oh. She seems taller than me, though.
She might have been in heels, because she's not tall.
Oh.
And she's actually one of the, I don't know how to word this, but as someone, I guess I never had a really good friend that was really short, but she talks about it, too. She'll mention, like, things she can't reach, mm-hmm. or she doesn't seem to be, I guess a guy would probably feel like, I'm not talking about that, I'm embarrassed. She doesn't seem to be that way.
The world is made for people who are 5'6".
Yep.
Yeah, she talks about it quite a bit.
Jane, weighing in on the shower controversy.
Oh, this will be good.
What do you think, face first or back in?
Back in.
Face first.
Get out of here, Jane.
Nice,
what are you
Jane.
Talking about?
Nice.
Face first in the shower. Jane. Didn't even realize some people stayed back to the water the entire time. Mind blown.
Yeah, but how do you soap your front if the water's washing it the whole time?
I mean, Jane, call us, please.
Yeah, you turn around. Like, I get
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we turn around.
And then
spin.
We turn around.
We don't stay in one direction the whole time.
Yeah. Is that
okay,
what you're thinking,
so when
maybe?
You wash your front, you've turned around away from the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
acceptable. We'll allow it.
Well, I'm just trying to say the soap never even touches your body if the water is constantly flowing.
And how do you get it all lathered up? I mean,
ever thought how many turns you do in a shower?
No.
Oh.
I've never thought about this before. I might have to count, though.
No,
I mean,
I'm thinking it.
But the thing is, now we're cognizant of it, and we're not going to be able to get an accurate count because we're too aware.
I'm in the shower now. My back is towards the water, says 510.
Oh, well, I hope your phone's okay.
here's one about the kids' stuff. 408 says, as a kid, I peed into a cup once, mixed a bunch of stuff in it, and dared a boy to try this mystery concoction. It's not my fault he was stupid enough to do it.
Could he tell?
Yeah, it is.
Could he tell it was pee? It is your fault, by the way.
It's 1,000% your fault.
Boys will do anything.
You can't dare people and then be surprised they did it. That's a dare. That's the nature of the dare.
Is that a boy saying that or is that a girl saying
that? Doesn't say.
I'm picturing a girl.
I really have to believe that's a boy on boy crime.
But a boy should be smart enough to not drink what another boy offers him. But he's dumb enough to drink what a girl offers him.
That could be true, but I also, again,
boy on boy
I think
crime.
When you dare somebody, like
yes,
everybody has
true,
that friend,
true.
If you dare them, they're doing it. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. And even if that means they're headed to the hospital right after.
So be it.
That's what's got to happen. Nicole, oh. Have you heard the tea? The blonde girl mentioned in the driver's license song released her own song as her response.
Yeah, I was just reading about that, actually.
Oh.
Wait. You're telling me the boy in the song leaves for another girl? And
yes.
That girl now, so this is a real life thing, and
yes.
Now that girl has written a response song.
Yeah.
We're going to need to hear that.
Some of the lyrics are, maybe blonde was the only rhyme, because in the driver's license song, she said, you're probably with that blonde girl. And then... you can try to get under my skin while he's on mine, the boy, you know. And then the last lyrics is, don't drive yourself insane. Those are just clips from the song, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yep.
Oh.
It's a girl fight, everyone.
Over a boy.
he's not worth it, girls. Believe me.
Hey.
What?
Since work from home started, I have missed my morning, Sarah and Vinny. So, so great to hear you this morning. Thanks for bringing so many smiles and laughs to my Friday morning.
Aww.
Hey,
listen, you
get
the
radio.com app. You don't have to be in your car. You can listen to us anywhere you are. Wherever
you're sitting. All day. Every
Doesn't
day.
Matter where you sit.
Ask that your assistant there, the you know, the one in the tube.
Play Sarah and Vinny. Yeah. She'll find us.
Yep.
Cholula is good for breakfast foods, especially eggs. Valentina... is good for popcorn and also some soups. Tapatio is also good for soup, and quesadillas and popcorn. Frank's and Crystal is, oh boy, hot sauce. It's delicious. A lot of people wrote in saying, but have you tried? Yeah, I've tried them all. They're all good. I love hot sauce.
I like sriracha in soup. A chicken soup with a squirt of sriracha. Mm. And it clears out your nose and your eyes are watering. It's good times.
Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes in...
Yes. Oh, my God. You're pretty far into Ted Lasso. So
not
he's
three episodes. Last night I watched episode
Trent
three.
Trent Grimm.
But he's eating the hot Indian food. And it was really. Yeah.
And then he's running for it later.
Yep. Can't unlock his front door fast enough.
I dropped my keys.
I just heard that Hank Aaron passed away. Hammer and Hank. Rest in peace. Yeah.
Yeah. News alert.
Just listen to some of that song. Blonde was... Is it called Skin, though? Skin.
Yeah, by Sabrina?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Skin.
Is Sabrina Carpenter already a pop star, or is this...
She's an actress. Like, she's done some stuff, and a singer. She's done some stuff on Netflix, and she has a movie out on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, there's a song called, what is it called?
Driver's License.
Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And there's now a response to it from the alleged blonde in the song, Sabrina Carpenter. Do you have the song?
Yes, I sure do. Here it is.
The only rhyme for my heart to be breaking. No, I'm happy and you hate it, but you've been telling your side, so I'll be telling mine. Oh, you can try to get under my skin while he's on mine. Yeah, under my.
Well, you got the guy, but you didn't get a hit on your hands. Have a good one.
Yeah. Bye. See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
You got your set. I got mine.
Oh, here we go.
You don't want to hear yours.
Finn, women don't look at men in the same way they look at us. Face it, women are just sexier to look at and ogle over. 510 says, oh my God, Vinny was swinging for the bleachers and Sarah was looking for a beer. She just isn't that into men doing yoga. Love you guys. And Bryn to the rescue with the translation.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, what is he trying to say? What am I missing?
Yeah, you're missing it. All right.
He's like, perving. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he's perving on her. Well, I know.
She's not going to perv on him. Why would she perv on him?
Yeah, it's John. Like,
how do you not understand what I'm going for here?
Right.
Jesus.
It's the furthest thing from my mind, I guess.
Exactly. I exactly right. Makes it even more painful. Aww. Jesus. That's why, you know what, while I am very naturally heterosexual, I do see the positive, very much the positive side to being a gay man would be that you'd get lusted after, that someone would want you the same way a guy wants a girl, that I gotta have it feeling instead of the, well, all right, I mean...
Hey, listen, yeah. The first couple of years, you know, I did lust after him. And I'm sure if I saw him with someone else, I'd love lust after him again. If he got with Sarah Beth Yogurt, I'm sure I would totally be into him again. Aww.
Sarah, you're killing so me. Sad. So funny you couldn't get what Vinny was saying about perving on John.
Yeah, no.
It's porn.
Me yelling, Sarah, you're the perv. What don't you get about it?
I guess I'm not the perv. I don't know. I should go perv. I'll perv on him today. And believe me, he will believe that I am hot for him.
Oh.
Don't you worry.
You know how to sell that, do you?
I do. Kidding me? I should get an Oscar every week.
Every week.
Oh, and but you know what? And that's nice of you. I'll take that.
Yeah. Hell.
I want participation as opposed to the all right, go ahead. What? Yeah.
No.
What do you mean, go ahead? What is that supposed to mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I agree about the yoga thing, Sarah. My husband does yoga, too. It's so weird. The noises he makes are a total turnoff.
Yeah. Let's see, I'll twist it up like a pretzel. There's nothing hot about it.
It's pouring outside, by the way.
So sad.
Oh, good.
Oh. Yeah, we
a lot of people. So, listen, I'm not going to read these because, well, let's see. A, I'm out of time. And also, I don't want to be in any kind of trouble. But a lot of people wrote in about the way PG&E functions and the power outages and some of the ways that they work.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just say that it's shady. And it sucks, and I'm bummed about it. But I won't.
Well, you
read
randomly
them all.
Didn't have power for 3 days, so.
And they blamed it on a turkey. And what are we supposed to do?
Go turkey.
But someone
hunting,
wrote in and
obviously.
Said they sometimes know that something's. Well, now I'm doing it. But they wrote in, I'll paraphrase, they wrote in and said that they sometimes know that something's weak or going to break, and they wait for the weather to knock it out. Like. We'll fix that when it goes, not in advance of it going.
It ain't broke yet.
And I don't know that that's true, so I'm just going to say that a texter wrote that, but I'm having been without power last year for quite a while, and again this year now for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty over.
Fully.
Like, really over. I've come to expect having power. It's a weird thing, I know.
Well, we do pay through the nose for it, too. Like, that is not a cheap utility.
Well, and also the amount of food you lose every time the power goes. And what about people who need medicine chilled?
Right.
Hello?
Yep.
And there's a ton more. I'm so sorry I didn't get to all these today. There was some Amanda Gorman love. People really liked her. They say here, Amanda Gorman wrote the speech during the riot.
Mm-hmm.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden heard Amanda speak and recommended her. Amanda also overcame a speech impediment.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's something, huh? And then you're 22 years old and stand in front of the whole nation, the world even.
And crushed it. Like, really did. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there. We'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This was a week a lot of people waited for. For some, it was a great week. Others, not so much. And some of us lost our power, turkey.
Yeah, not my favorite. But yeah. I'm glad that it's over. I'm looking forward to the weekend. And I have power now, so that's good.
Right. Lots of rain. Here, it looks like I'm getting a break tomorrow. Does it look like that on your forecast?
A bunch
of
places have Saturday as partly cloudy, maybe even some sunshine. So there might be a break. But either way, we're in a rain cycle of about a week long. I'm hoping for more.
Yeah, it needs to go. And it looks like snow all week in Tahoe as well. The stuff I checked for that was cold enough to not only snow but to stay, which is
our boy up there right now? Do we know? Or
he's home right now, although I don't know what his plans are. I'm sure if it snows, he'll go back up. Our boy being Johnny Mosley.
Yeah, ask him if he can tell us the snow report at some point next week.
Actually, that's a great idea.
And then he can come in. Then he can promote his Johnny Pod as well.
The Johnny Pod. Oh, every Wednesday on radio.com. Hey, have a great weekend, you guys. Bryn, maybe I'll see you tonight. Who knows? If we never know if we're going to do a happy hour party. We usually do that on Brinny Boy, don't we?
Or Clarky Clark.
Yeah, one of those. So, check us out, and maybe we'll do that. See if V Hale's around and Nikki. And have a great weekend. We will check you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.